It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The U.S. government's only underground nuclear waste repository has taken in its first large shipment in 6 years, following a process that involved recertification and retraining of workers. The shipment, using a special large cask, came from the Savannah River site in South Carolina. Officials say the shipment weighs about 50,000 pounds. That's more than double the weight of the containers that typically are used to ship waste to the waste isolation pilot plant in Carlsbad. A national political group working to flip Republican-controlled legislatures says Texas is its number one priority. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports Forward Majority is one of a few groups working to gain a Democratic majority in the Texas House this year.
Officials with the group say they have a data-driven plan to oust Republican majorities in state legislatures in Florida, Arizona, and North Carolina. The group says its top target for 2020, though, is the Texas House of Representatives. In a press release, the group referred to the Texas House as the, quote, crown jewel of the redistricting process. That's because state lawmakers elected in 2020 will draw new political maps in 2021. Forward Majority invested more than $2 million in state House races in Texas in 2018. Democrats flipped 12 seats in the chamber that year. The group says it plans to target at least 20 close Texas districts in 2020 and spend more than the $2 million it spent in 2018. Democrats need to flip 9 more seats this year to gain control of the Texas House. Former Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who recently ended his run for president, has started a new political action committee that plans to work to flip the Texas House as well. I'm Ashley Lopez in Austin.
Now for a local viewpoint, should you go to jail if you can't afford to pay a fine? Some thoughts from commentator Peter Goodman.
Too many small courts in the U.S. are essentially modern debtors' prisons. We elected Joy Goldbaum, presiding Las Cruces Municipal Court judge, to help avoid that. Municipal court handles minor crimes, such as violations of city ordinances. Many defendants are poor, mentally challenged, homeless, and/or vets suffering PTSD. If they can't pay their fines and get jailed, that costs the city $100 per night. If they don't show up in court, a warrant and a penalty are added to the fine, making it even harder to pay. Raw deal, both for defendant and for us taxpayers. Everyone benefits if folks convicted of minor code infractions do community service. But right now, our municipal court has approved for community service only city codes, the animal shelter, and El Caldito. We elected Judge Goldbaum to seek solutions that might address actual problems, not just punish people. Approving more local nonprofits for community service will help people who can't use the 3 existing options. For example, the Hub at Cruces Creatives repairs bikes and is centrally located. A carless convict might even learn to build herself a bicycle. Last year, the city paid the county $1.2 million for detained muni court prisoners. If all of that went to the detention center, with no transportation or other expenses, at $100 per night, that'd be 12,000 days in jail. Decreasing both that money and the human toll on folks who are jailed for being poor is Judge Goldbaum's top priority and should be our city's. It'll take creativity and hard work by Goldbaum and the second judge. That second judge often staffs the afternoon when the court is open for walk-ins. Work commitments and/or transportation problems prevent some people from reaching court at the scheduled time. Although afternoons can be slow, being available when a defendant can make it could avoid spending several $100 to keep that defendant in jail after a no-show generates a warrant. That matters. The second judge position is important to fill soon. Caseloads are rising, and the first judge has a host of budgetary and administrative tasks. The last time the position was open, the appointment process moved quickly. This time, the city hasn't even announced the process yet. Police are filing more DWIs, which are relatively complex cases, in muni court. Delay on that second judge means defendants, attorneys, and city personnel could be waiting around too much. It takes little time or thought to ship someone to jail. It takes more effort to discern which defendants should be steered toward a solution that doesn't involve incarceration, and to fashion solutions that work. We elected Judge Goldbaum to make exactly these kinds of improvements for our community.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News and KRWG.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.